And we are here with Rob DeWalt. He is with the Paso Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Speaking of the arts, as we do almost every Friday.
Almost every Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. And one of the many gorgeous things that's happening today is my computer is broken, so I'm not sure I'm going to be able to read my share of Speaking of the Arts.
Oh, dear.
But you can do yours.
I can do mine.
Ooh, look, maybe it's coming up again.
Well, while you're figuring that out, we have to talk about Santa Fe Opera.
The Santa Fe Opera. Tonight is opening night.
Tonight is opening night.
Faust.
Faust. Tons of events tied to the opera. And you can find out about a lot of those events, if not all of them, in the Paso Tiempo, of course. But it's the season opener is Faust, and that's at 9 p.m. tonight. And there's a wonderful story in the Paso Tiempo, which sports a glossy cover.
What's up with that
today? I don't know. You know, we're going out there. We're just doing something different. You know, it's a different season for the opera, and so we're doing something different too. And luckily, the opera is not on fire. But
luckily, the opera is not on fire.
Did you guys get any rain last night in Santa Fe? I was out in Florida.
I was at a barbecue, and it poured. It just poured, and it was a beautiful thing. Everybody cheered and ran inside.
Wow.
But we extend our love to our brothers and sisters from Coche de Pueblo, who's really gotten a terrible hit from this fire. And I guess Los Alamos is still under evacuation?
Still under evacuation, yeah. Very depressing. You know, there's so many sources to get information about the fire that it sort of clogged my email. I live out in Glorieta, and of course, instead of hanging out and doing fun things over the July 4th weekend, I'll be standing in my front yard with a hose. Which is generally what I do every year because, you know, the neighbors are so kind as to shoot bottle rockets into my yard, regardless of what the weather is like.
Yeah, well, so. I hope that the entire wonderful Santa Fe police force is out on my street preventing the bottle rocket kids who live down the block.
Yes, definitely.
Which not only is the most dangerous thing you could do right now, but it also scares the animals.
It does scare the animals.
Like my little dog.
Yeah, they tend to run away.
Yeah.
Because they get a little bit freaked out and in some cases disoriented. So, yeah, a lot of love for the people and animals displaced in Los Alamos too. I know a lot of those folks are hanging out in Santa Fe, and thanks to everybody who's taking people in and donating food to the food depot, among other things, including toothpaste and deodorant and all kinds of the little things that you never think about besides food and water. You can donate them to the food depot over there on Siler Lane. Go to their website and you can find out more. There's tons of ways that you can help, but you know, everyone's got to eat.
Yep.
So, well, okay, so we have a huge Santa Fe Opera package today. In the Paso Tiempo, Faust, La Boheme, all kinds of wonderful things happening this week at the opera. We've got the, let's see. Oh, there's the Opera Insider Day on, what is it, Saturday? The Guilds of the Santa Fe Opera are offering refreshments and entertainment on the theater patio, followed by a backstage tour at 8:30 in the morning. And that's Saturdays through August. So mark your calendar. One of those Saturdays, head out there. This is free of charge, by the way.
Excellent.
So this is a great chance to see kind of the inner workings of the Santa Fe Opera, either before or after a performance, because nobody really wants you to do it during a performance. That would be wrong.
You know, it costs a lot of money. The budget of the Santa Fe Opera is high because opera productions are just by the nature of their incredibly elaborate, multi-art nature, just expensive to put on, and I think the opera does a great job of making it accessible as much as they possibly can. I mean, a regular, you know, front section ticket price for La Boheme is really high, but you can go standing room, and you can go to family night, and if you're youth, you can go to youth night.
Yeah.
Your parents can probably go, too, because they have to drive you.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
So there's all sorts of things. So hats off to the Santa Fe Opera.
Hats off to the Santa Fe Opera. You can check out all of the events in Paso Tiempo, and of course, we've got massive coverage of the Santa Fe Opera this year with our writer James Keller, who's doing a wonderful job.
He's great.
Doing a wonderful job. Tons of art openings, by the way.
Hit us.
I mean, it definitely feels like summer now, when the entire first page of the calendar in Paso Tiempo is nothing but art openings. I should mention first off that it is July 1st, which is my brother's birthday, so I have to wish Scott a happy birthday wherever you are. I hope you're not spending the day at the DMV or anything like that, but if you are, you're a year older there, so haha.
Well, if you are, they'll look at your license and know it's your birthday.
That's right. Maybe they'll give you a break. but probably not. Let's see. We've got Andrew Smith Gallery. There's an opening tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. Exquisite Collaborations, Concerto de Camera, photographs by Jeff Louvier and Vanessa Brown. There's a great story by Casey Sanchez, I believe, in today's Boston Tampa on page 56. Wonderful opening at Shiprock Santa Fe today, both Man and Bird and Beast, mixed media sculpture by Patrick Mahaffey. And that's there's a reception tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. That's up through July. 10% of the proceeds from sales during the run of the show benefits the Wildlife Center of Espanola.
Nice.
So there's not a story this week, but there's a story running about the exhibit next week. And Patrick is a wonderful guy and took some time out of his crazy schedule. He's working on a film here in town doing production design. And he took some time out to talk to us. So that's awesome. Legends of Santa Fe tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. Unfinished Business and Other Works by Nicona Burgess. Santeros by Nicholas Herrera. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's through July.
And at the Heidi Lowen at Evoke Contemporary at 130 Lincoln Avenue, Decadence. It's an invitational exhibition curated by John O'Hearn. I got this from Heidi. I guess there's a bunch of other people in it as well. Evoke Contemporary, 130 Lincoln.
Really?
She has a wonderful porcelain gallery.
Yes.
And
over there on Johnson Street.
On Johnson Street, and so we always read her.
Yeah.
Announcements, and but yeah. she's at this other show.
But there is a show at the Porcelain Gallery.
Ah.
That's opening tonight over the reception from 5:30 to 7:30 with the unfortunate name of Fireworks. But regardless, it's New Smoke Vessels and Other Work by Heidi Lowen, and there's Glazed and Gold Leaf Bowls by Sarah Catherine.
Oh yeah, that's right. I have that email too.
Yeah, and that's up through July 29th. So you can go check that out. Gosh, what else? Downtown Subscription, The Man Trap Project by Robert Pat Harris. And that's paintings. That's
the
up through
Man
July.
The Man Trap Project?
Yeah. I'm not really sure what that is, but 10% of the proceeds of sales from the show benefit the Big Man Trap Lake Loon Nesting and Invasive Species Programs. Lots of wildlife fundraising going on in Santa Fe.
That explains it.
Yeah. Man Trap.
I was worried, but now
I know.
I'm not.
I was like, I thought I saw that movie, but that's a different story. what else?
We've got Robert Knott were here, he would tell us what it was about.
Well, it would probably he probably saw the Lady Trap movie.
All right.
I got the sequel. So, Monroe Gallery of Photography, History's Big Picture, photojournalistic archives are on display. There was a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's up through September 25th. All in all, there's tons of great openings to enjoy this weekend. Gallery Zuger has new watercolors by Michael Atkinson. There's a reception from 5 to 8 p.m. Tonight. And that's up through July. Anyway, tons of it. You know, there's the sad news. They got to announce that, Corazon Nightclub is closed.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they celebrated their last hurrah on Saturday. And
oh, no, that's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Where are we supposed to go?
Well, there's other places to go. I mean, my hope is that, other people sort of follow that club's lead and sort of do different things and invite different kinds of music in instead of sticking to the sort of, same weekly schedule week after week, which
right.
is fine, to have a lot of people scheduled that normally play because people are creatures of habit and they like to go to restaurants and bars and hear the same folks.
Yeah, if you're a polka dancer, know that Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm expecting El Farol to start booking heavy metal bands. That would be cool. But I don't think it's going to happen. But
there might be a kind of line out the door.
Yeah, there's other venues in town where people could sort of pick up the slack.
Is that space going to? Do we know what the fate of it?
We don't know the fate of that space yet. You can read a little bit about what happened in my Soundwaves column today.
Okay.
You can also read about. The show that's happening at the Do Return over there at the Center for Contemporary Arts tonight at 7 p.m. Denver duo Hideous Men is going to be performing along with great video work by Milton Melvin Croissant III, who's a wonderful Denver artist. And this is part of sort of the Do Return's ongoing sort of performance schedule. You know, the Do Return has been extended through sort of the end of August, well, like August 21st or something like that.
And for those who don't know what the Due Return is, it is Meow Wolf's gigantic, ginormous installation of a boat, which you can walk on and in and around, and all sorts of things surrounding this giant boat called the Due Return, which is a kind of a sci-fi storied object.
Right.
And they're doing all sorts of performances in there, and it's super cool.
It's a trans-dimensional ship, and actually, you know, we came up with a name for it when I went and took the God Kids. We were at dinner and we decided to call it the Good Ship Holy Crap, because it's just so amazing that, I mean, I'm still in awe. I still have to go back.
And I have to go back too. At the Munoz Waxman Gallery at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts, on Old Pecos Trail.
Yeah, if you've been to the Cinematheque, you know where the Munoz Waxman Gallery is, because they're sort of stapled to each other.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure
they're not stapled. Oh, how about the new opening of the Cinematheque?
Yes.
They have made the inside of that theater at the CCA super fragile, fabulous.
Super,
wonderful.
Let's see, I think on the 30th they had a sort of screening, and they had a free screening and sort of a celebration. And let's see, what kind of stuff did they do to it? They did all kinds of stuff to it. Let's see. New sound, new digital projection, and a fresh interior designed by art director, production designer Rosaria Provenza.
Who's fabulous.
Who also has production design credits for the wonderful Let Me In, which was shot up in the Los Alamos area, I believe. And Soul Surfer and the Tao of Steve.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Just saw Duncan last night, who made the Tao of Steve, and told him that I'd been talking about his movie, and he said, don't lie to me.
Don't lie to
me.
But
it was true. We'd been talking about his movie. It's a terrific movie.
My partner's mother did accounting for that film. I spent a lot of time.
So everybody worked on that.
Everybody.
So another thing, this isn't the art, Santa Fe Soul Foundation Wellness Pods, free holistic health and wellness workshops, including family, child health, yoga, PTSD, stress reduction, all kinds of things. Five different workshops being held through the summer months, and the first one is July 6th. What is that? Is that Thursday?
July 6th is a Thursday.
Thursday of next week.
No, it's a Wednesday.
Wednesday,
yeah.
Whatever, okay. And they're being held at various venues throughout town. For more information, go to SantaFeSoulFoundation.org or call 438-9090.
Sweet. You know, the International Folk Art Market, I believe the 8th International Folk Art Market is next week. But this Thursday, on the 7th, they're having a celebration and concert at the Rail Yard Park on Thursday, July 7th, and festivities begin at 7 o'clock. It's also the 50th anniversary of the Peace Corps, and so they're sort of gathering together, and they're going to have this huge sort of fete in the Rail Yard. They're going to have international food booths. There's going to be a procession of market artists at 6:40 p.m. The West African High Life Band is going to perform with the Omani Dance Ensemble.
Yes.
It's going to be great. Of course, this is free. And, you know, if you go to Folk Art, www.folkartmarket, you can find out more info on that. But that's going to be a fun event. And that's leading up, of course, to all the huge events that are happening here on the hill.
Now, the Salsa Rueda Festival is this weekend. And tonight at the Lodge, there will be an event, basically a timba band who I haven't heard yet, called Enjoy, is going to be playing at the Lodge, and so that's a huge event. And then tomorrow and Sunday, it's the Salsa Rueda Festival, and you can go to all kinds of classes and workshops, not just Rueda, but salsa, and even workout classes and spinning classes and all kinds of things. So it actually goes through the 4th of July. For more information, you can go to Santa Rueda, R-U-E-D-A, santarueda.com. Mm-hmm. You can call 426-7471, and the fabulous Carlos Mora is organizing the whole thing.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, Santa Fe Bandstand starts on Tuesday, July 5th. This whole series is, I think it runs through, I think, like August 18th. I mean, bands galore. On July 5th, we've got the Clan Tinker is going to be performing, and the New Orleans band, the Iguanas, are going to be there. And that's at 6 p.m. on the plaza. On Wednesday at noon, we have, there's Los Niños de Santa Fe, Nosotros. On Thursday at 6, there's Curry, Springer, and Prim, and then the Wise Guys. If you go to, I believe, the Santa Fe Bandstand, or SantaFeBandstand.org, you can catch a schedule, and I think you can even download one to leave in your car, put in your pocket, or whatever. And of course, you could always pick up the Pasta Tiempo because we'll be covering them in the calendar at least. Gustav Bauman. There's an exhibit of his prints that's opening tonight at the New Mexico Museum of Art over there West Palace Avenue. And there's a reception tonight at 5 p.m.
Excellent.
The exhibit is up through December.
And there's lots of good stuff going on there. You can catch Earth Now and all kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah, there's tons of stuff. But these prints are, I mean, they're amazing. This one's kind of haunting. I'm showing a picture of it. You probably can't see it at home.
You can't see it on the microphone, right.
Or in your car.
But it's what we call handsome.
Yeah, it's
as
very
in handsome.
Handsome
prints.
It's very they're very colorful. I mean, they're awesome. I'm going to go see this exhibit today because I'll probably be at work all day.
I have to add one more thing to the Salsa Rueda Festival.
Yeah.
Havana Son is playing at Oddfellows Hall on Sunday night at 8:30. So that's just another, if you like traditional son music, you should definitely check it out. Go over there.
Sweet. Oh, the CCA Cinematheque, speaking of, is screening a wonderful documentary called Buck. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yes.
This is a wonderful film.
Yeah, I am actually, it's going to be there for a while. I just saw it, and I'm going to be interviewing the filmmaker one of these days. I don't have a time yet, but it is an absolutely fantastic film about a horse trainer who himself was a terribly abused child, and you can't even say he breaks horses because he doesn't break them.
He starts them.
He starts them and he trains them. He's one of the greatest horse trainers ever with the most gentle, loving, firm. He's sort of like, he must have been a good daddy too kind
yeah.
of thing.
Absolutely.
And it's at the CCA and we'll be talking about it on the show, but definitely check it out.
And there's a review in Pasta Tiempo today also.
Rob DeWalt, sorry we started a little late. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. It gave me some time to drink some coffee and wake up. So.
Which we hope you all do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 4th of July, do not do your own fireworks.
Yeah.
Let these words ring in your ear.
Yeah.
Do not. I repeat, do not. Even if it rains, do not do your own fireworks. Otherwise, have a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
Absolutely, everyone. Happy Independence Day.
Yes, happy Independence Day. And we will be talking on Monday morning with Kirk Ellis. He's the guy who wrote the John Adams series for HBO. We'll be talking about the Declaration of Independence at length and in some detail. Should be very interesting.
Are you going to be talking about the Founding Fathers that abolished slavery?
What?
Nothing.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful and happy 4th of July. This is the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Mary Charlotte, streaming on the web at ksfr.org. It's so nice to be back on the air. My podcast site is santafe.radiocafe.org. Have a good one, and we'll see you on Monday morning. Adios.
Adios.